A poster competition is like a mini science fair for adults. Graduate students line up their posters on tripods. There are flowcharts, photo illustrations, and lots of scientific jargon to help explain their research. But the students are really hoping that you'll ask them about it, like Elizabeth Green of Winthrop University.
We are trying to solve how to get, like, invertebrates, like, basically regeneration, getting enough muscle cells to proliferate.
Green is in search of ways to get heart muscle cells to regenerate to help people recover from heart attacks and other cardiac problems. Her research involves something called, well, we'll let her explain.
We're looking in the Siona to compare it to.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. What is a Siona?
It is a sea sport. It is an archaic chordate is what it is labeled. Okay. It's an ascidian.
Is that like a bug?
No, it's like, it's about 6 inches long. They're like very, like, almost sack-like. They're very clear. They lodge onto boats, all sorts of things, like in the ocean.
And so looking at this clear, water-dwelling, boat-sucking thing,
yes.
We're going to learn how to help human heart repair itself.
Yes, because if we're looking in this, it's just much simpler because we only have to look at a few genes, but there's only one of each type.
Okay.
Whereas if you look in humans, we have so many redundant pathways that get to, you know, a cardiac myocyte cell. So it's very difficult to look at those, you know, 20 different pathways versus just the one in Siona.
Gotcha. I guess that would be simpler. Okay, so I didn't really know what I was talking about right there. These students are judged in three areas: the quality of research, their poster presentation, and how the research can be commercialized. The research was diverse. For example, one project focuses on anti-cancer viruses that kill brain tumors. Another researcher is trying to develop a spray that kills E. coli on, say, your kitchen counter.
It's extremely important for scientists to communicate to the public what science is doing. Because if you look at this poster and it's scary to you, that means that I have work to do.
Rebecca Powell is a doctoral student at UNC Charlotte.
And the smaller problem for this particular poster is to regulate and tolerize individuals who have autoimmune thyroid disease. And what we're trying to do is produce a protein in soybean so that it's cost-effective and readily available so that we can tolerize those individuals and actually eliminate the disease symptoms. The larger issue that we're attacking is the application of this technology because it is not limited to thyroiditis. We can take any protein and we can express it in soybeans, and then you have a very cost-effective means of acquiring a vaccine or a tolerogen.
There are 10 students at this competition. The top four receive cash prizes from $250 to $1,000. For WFAE News, I'm Dominic Ruiz Esparza.